This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Sharon Robinson. SHARONROBINSON, date of birth 01/01/1951. Date of appointment 10/9/2024. Requesting a physician, Michael Farrow, MICHAELFERRO. Dear Dr. Farrow, I have the pleasure of seeing Shannon Robinson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 73-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman who was in the wood hiking. On September 23rd, 2026, she fell and hit the tree. She went to the urgent care where CT of the head, CT of the face, and CT of the C-spine were negative. She has a history of small cavernoma versus a small cyst in the brain. Which is in the left middle cerebellar peduncle. She usually see Dr. Alexandra Paul, ELEXANDRAPAUL in Albany Medical Center Neurosurgery Department. But as per the patient, they are not taking her insurance, so she came to me. Her last MRI was done in 2023, which did not show any increase in the lesion. Presently, she is having headache, dizziness, tiredness, short-term memory problem, mood swing, decrease appetite. She is also being followed by psychiatry for depression, anxiety, PTSD. She is driving the car. She is feeling okay. She is a recovering alcoholic. Past medical history, alcoholism, hypertension, hypothyroidism, arthritis, history of head injury, cavernoma, brain cyst, past surgical history, salivary gland removal, allergy to codeine, Tylenol, prednisone, weed, pollen, perfume, medication at home, clonidine, levothyroxine, gabapentin, Depakote, quetiapine, levothyroxine, asthma puff, nose spray, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is retired, she is divorced, lives alone, have no children, family history, mother deceased due to heart issue, father deceased due to cancer, both were alcoholic. Had four brother, common problem alcoholism, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, pain, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 170 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft wall sound, present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity. No tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 73-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history an examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, brain cyst. Number two, cerebral cavernoma. Number three, developmental venous anomaly. Number four, recovering alcoholic. Number five, tinnitus. Number six, dizziness. Number seven, post-concussion syndrome. Number eight, bipolar disorder. Number nine, borderline personality disorder. Next paragraph. Her increasing symptoms are probably due to the current accident leading to post-concussion syndrome. Patient will improve slowly. She is already on about 9 medication. I don't want to add any more medication until it is absolutely necessary. I would like to order MRI of the brain with contrast. Her blood pressure is high today, 170 over 100. She needs adjustment of medication. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.